Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Olivier Debat. I'm a senior investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing UBP PG Active Income and Private Debt. Investors' portfolios were rebalanced gradually since the COVID-19 sell-off. Investors typically move out of cash positions into the more defensive segments of fixed income markets, and then step by step towards more offensive and less liquid segments. First, we saw flows into short-dated investment-grade markets, then gradually towards longer-dated maturities, and then into high-beta asset classes, such as 81 bank subordinated debt, high-yield, or emerging debt. As a result, renewed risk appetite for private investment came later in that re-risking cycle. UBP PG Active Income portfolio is diversified with limited exposure to cyclical sectors. The private debt allocation of the portfolio was not fully isolated from COVID-19 impact. However, it proved generally resilient. Based on Partners Group conservative investment approach, the portfolio avoided such cyclical sectors as energy, transportation, or tourism, which were the most impacted by lockdowns and the supply shock. Some companies in the portfolio were impacted by COVID-19, the most challenged position being Envision Healthcare. While the operational performance of Envision is still lagging due to the current COVID-19 situation in the US, the company is in a stable position after a $1.25 billion new equity commitment from the owners. The other companies on Partners Group watchlist are much less severely impacted. It is mainly due to a more diversified customer base and a faster rebound in customer demand. Similar to the situation with Envision, the equity owners were supportive. The quality of the equity sponsors is a key selection criteria for Partners Group. Lastly, and testimony of the value of a diversified allocation, the portfolio has also exposure to companies that benefit operationally from the effect of COVID-19 in their business, especially in the IT space. Looking at performance, UBP PG Active Income has a better risk-reward profile than a senior loan portfolio. A senior loan allocation is more defensive than the allocation of the fund to private debt. The private debt allocation is invested in both senior, 70-60%, and also riskier junior debt, 30-40%. Despite a more offensive profile, and thanks to the liquidity buffer provided by the CDS index allocation, the fund is delivering performance in line with the senior loan market, with less drawdown during the March sell-off. -24% for senior loans, -15% for UBP PG. In addition, at the current juncture, the outlook is more appealing for UBP PG Active Income. The yield of the senior loan market is 4%, which compared to 6% for UBP PG Active Income. The interest rate rally this year explained the bulk of the fund's drag when you compare the performance to high yield. Also, private debt and high yield markets are both high beta credit segments. They are different breed of credit assets. First, high yield bonds are more liquid. Second, they have an average interest rate exposure of 3.5 years, while private debt and UBP PG Active Income have almost no interest rate exposure. An exposure to interest rates made a difference this year. Interest rate contributed 5.3% to the US high yield bond market performance. Without interest rate, the performance of high yield bond market would be negative by 2.5%. At the current juncture, the outlook is also more appealing for UBP PG Active Income. The yield of the US high yield bond market is 4.3%, again comparing to 6.2% for UBP PG Active Income. Looking ahead, vaccines should unlock the path to a full recovery. US election and COVID-19 were the two major market risk events. US election is now behind us. Turning to the vaccine, several potential candidates for COVID-19 vaccine to be distributed as early as December this year is a major milestone. A vaccine may not eliminate the virus in the short term, but vaccination campaign to the population at risk of COVID would decrease the pressure on the healthcare system and therefore avoid further lockdown. As a consequence, while an economic recovery was already underway, a vaccine should help accelerate the recovery across sectors and unlock a new phase in the recovery cycle. This environment should spur M&A activities and new investment opportunities for private debt investors on the back of improved fundamentals for private debt this year. Equity contribution increase, this is positive. Leverage decrease, this is positive. And spread above LIBOR rates increase to 420 basis points in the US, 430 basis points in Europe. This is higher than the level at the beginning of the year, which stood at 370 basis points. In conclusion, when we look at the private debt allocation in UBPPG active income, the transactions are fairly marked to market. Therefore, there is more upside and less downside in the private debt portfolio, especially on the back of the recent positive macroeconomic developments. In addition, the fund is a sweet spot in terms of its positioning, a yield of 6.2% in US dollar and an interest rate exposure of just 0.5 years. Market moves at the beginning of November show that better macroeconomic prospects were bullish for credit and bearish for rate. This is positive for UBPPG active income. Finally, the risk reward for UBPPG active income is more appealing than for high yield bonds. High yield bonds have more interest rate risk, or senior loans that have less yield with the same interest rate exposure as UBPPG active income. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.